You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning filling in this afternoon again. And I know you're getting tired of not getting enough legal opinions, but we're going to take care of that in the second hour with Jim Santel.
How are we going to do that? We going to have him be a guest on our show? Is that what you're saying?
He's going to be our guest next hour.
Excellent. Yep. We're going to pepper him with all kinds of legal questions.
Oh, we've got a few.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, current cases, which I discovered before we came in today, so we'll get to some of those and some of the ones he suggested, which are extremely important and bizarre at the same time. I don't think the Republicans, the MAGAs, really know what's going on. They're just kind of adding to the chaos.
Well, I think they are just in denial.
Well, denial first.
Yes.
And then, by the way, I got a cut from a guy who is saying, you know what, maybe we should take some of that tariff power back from Trump.
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, anyway. That's we may get to that. I hope we can get to that a little bit later on. We are... What?
Go ahead.
No, we're going to go through the hearings, you know, that are being held about... the big debacle that the Republicans and the administration seem to be denying at this point. And you know, the Signal chat release is going to go down in history as one of the worst breaches of security in this nation's history.
Yes, national security. Yes, now, big time.
Here's the thing with that. We are seeing this explode even more so because of their denials and they're shifting the blame to whoever else and whatever else, and in fact denying the fact that there was a problem in the first place. And as we continue to get more and more proof that they are at fault and their denials are all lies.
Yeah. And it's only been going on a few days, but nobody's really owning up to it yet at all. The evidence is right there in front of everybody to see. So.
Well, it is. I mean, we can all read it. We can all see it. There is no denying, except there is denying on their side.
On their part.
That reality does exist, and we're all watching this in real time, and they're telling us what we're seeing is not really what we're seeing.
Yes. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. We're filling in for Maggie Dawn. Yeah. We've been doing this all week, and we've got today and tomorrow to go. Phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We were talking about this a little bit earlier this morning. This all goes back to the Roy Cohn playbook with you know, that he taught Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Deny. Well, first attack and then deny. And then what? Lie?
I've got a cut here for that. Let's cue that up. No, let's cue up. You brought it up. 249. Let's get that ready. Yes, this is in the movie The Apprentice. I went out. It was a really good movie.
They tried to bury the distribution on that movie. I think Trump tried to really put the screws to
him. Threatened the lawsuit. Didn't have approval for a lot of the information, but that was untrue. But it held up release of the movie until much later. Yeah. But I did go out and see it, and I was just enlightened by what I found out in there. Roy Cohn had these three rules.
Right.
And Trump is now executing each one of those rules to the maximum. So let's hear. It's a little hard to hear, but let's play it right now.
The first rule is attack, attack, attack.
Rule two, admit nothing, deny everything.
Rule three, no matter what happens, you claim victory and never admit defeat.
There you go.
That's it.
Attack, deny, and never admit defeat.
Those are the three big rules.
And when you think of those rules, it really is how he acts.
Yeah.
You know, it just with reckless abandon. And the reason we bring that up is because we're thinking right now that everybody in the administration is aware of those three rules, and they're going to stick to those three rules. Now, Steve Bannon, you know, the crazy man.
Yes.
The guy who wears 80 shirts. He had some advice, and I think that the administration took Bannon's advice as well. Now, let's cue up 248 here. This is Steve Bannon's advice to the administration and to all the people who are at the hearings answering the questions from representatives and senators. Let's find out what his advice was.
Let me be blunt. If you're going to take on the deep state, you got to take them on. There's no half measures here. The deep state is this apparatus of the intelligence community, the law enforcement community. You got people in DOD. You got Brennan and all these jackals on the outside. You have to be rock hard. And I mean rock hard. Bennett came in for the kill because Ratcliffe had set himself up in the opening thing by getting chatty. These hearings are not to be chatty. They are not a search for truth. They are not a search for truth. They're there to use this as political information warfare. Jack Posobiec, and Posobiec, you nailed it about, you and I were talking at the break about Goldberg. We get back, and the whole thing is about how the hell did you have Goldberg in here? And there's no ration, and there's no reasoning. And then Ratcliffe set himself up about Steve Witkoff being in Moscow. This is not a search for truth. It's not a search for truth. Tulsi Gabbard's hard line at the beginning was the appropriate hard line of this administration. It's basically, screw you. We're here to work for the commander-in-chief in ending these wars that you have allowed to get out of control, full stop. It's being investigated. If you got a question, call the White House.
It's not a fact-finding mission at all. No, it isn't.
Well, that's what I thought congressional hearings were all about, a search for the truth. But
I think they found it over and over again, but yes. They've got a whole bunch of witnesses that deny it ever happened, mm-hmm. that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into Representative Juan Castro's obliteration of FBI Director Kash Patel. This is pretty amazing. Plus, he also adds Tulsi Gabbard to the list. So let's listen to Cut 250. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Tulsi, you and I came into the Congress together in 2013. And Cash, you and I was serving on the Intelligence Committee when you worked on the Intelligence Committee. And John, you and I are both from Texas, and we both served together on the Intelligence Committee. The idea that this information, if it was presented to our committee, would not be classified, y'all know is a lie. That's ridiculous. I've seen things much less sensitive be presented to us with high classification. And to say that it isn't is a lie to the country.
Yep.
There you go. That's it.
It's a pure lie to the country.
And That was Juan Castro, right?
Yeah, that's Juan Castro.
Very sincere.
Leveling off.
And really hitting it home to the people attending.
Yes, yes. And it didn't sink in. It didn't sink in at all.
Didn't faze him a bit.
No, it did not. All right, so let's cue up Cut 251. This is sound of Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz being called out on a lie that he told. Can you imagine this? A lieutenant general actually lying to this hearing. Let's listen to this, all right?
Okay. The terrorist is at his known location, so should be on time. Also, strike drones launch MQ-9s. MQ-9s is a weapon system, correct?
They are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think applying the executive order as well as the DOD manual to this fact pattern, we clearly have weapon systems that have been identified. That is classified information. Now, the reason why it's important that this information not be disclosed is that we don't want the adversaries to know what's about to happen, right, sir?
Well, I would draw a small distinction there. You referenced and asked if that platform, those two platforms, yeah, are weapon systems. They are, but those terms are used all across the globe in a lot of contexts. So it's really about how they're used in the context of this particular document. I just want to clarify that the use of those
terms, I understand. Yeah. In this situation, those are operational details.
That's right.
They are operational details, but again, as you quoted the DoD instruction, it's about operations. So as you further go down into what are the operational details, I think as we had a discussion yesterday, the important aspect, I think all of us are very familiar.
This is classified information. This is classified information. It's a weapon
Bottom
system
line.
As well as sequence of strikes, as well as details about the operations. And so I think that just piggybacking off of what some other members have said, using the DOD's manual as well as the executive order in operation today with the Trump administration, this text message is clearly classified information.
It's clearly.
They keep trying to split hairs on this and on the verbiage and, you know, the semantics of it. It was top secret information. It was military information and had timing and talked about the missiles and everything in there.
We can read it.
We can read it
Goldberg
for ourselves.
Goldberg released this information.
Wasn't supposed to get out there, and it certainly wasn't supposed to get to a journalist.
I love the fact that Goldberg actually saw this, Chad, in a Safeway parking lot. He was probably on his way into the store. Just grocery shop.
Needed to pick up some bananas, a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk.
Hey, what's this chat all about? It's just insane, right? Yeah. Let's take a little diversion here to the White House now. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt got an interesting question from one of the reporters. This is Cut 252. Okay. And this is her incredible, honest to God, seriously, every answer. I could say this for every one of these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredibly ridiculous answer. All right, so let's, we don't have time for it? Okay, all right.
Well, we'll hang on to that. We'll get to that next. Well, there's plenty of comments from her.
I'm always running into these walls.
That's okay. That's all right. It's 18 minutes past the hour, and we do have a call from Mark. We will get
we
to
do,
that
yes, right after
in,
this break.
In just a moment or two. We'll get you on the line, too, 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. It's John Peterson and Gordy Young in for Maggie Dawn on the Maggie Dawn Show, Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Civic Media Radio Network, the Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy in the morning filling in this week. And we've got Jim Santel coming up the next hour and have a whole bunch of legal opinions for you in case you're just dying to get some on the show.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of phone calls lined up, and you can jump on the line, too, at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. He's on the line here. Good afternoon, Mark. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. You're Steve Bannon and Donald Trump talking about soft people. I mean, I can't think of a couple of more doughy individuals that are out there that in politics. Bannon is talking about the deep state and all these, horrible people that are in the deep state. And, that Donald Trump is supposedly in charge of the government right now, so he's supposedly in charge of the deep state. But if there's a secret deep state out there that's ready to do all this, Mr. Bannon should kind of maybe watch and guard what he says, because otherwise, what's to stop the deep state from, Bannon is phoned, hanging in a restroom someplace, mafia style.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, yes.
We're waiting for that to start happening as well. You know, they're taking people off the streets and disappearing them now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of country we're living in at this point. But these fact-finding mission here, which isn't a fact-finding mission at all, and Bannon, of course, is leading off the pack on this thing, and he's given this advice, and they're taking that advice. And I also want to, you know, play again Trump's three rules for everybody. Again, let's just, could we run that real quick here? 249, the entire administration is now based on these three rules.
The first rule is attack, attack, attack.
Rule two, admit nothing, deny everything.
Rule three, no matter what happens, you claim victory and never admit defeat.
There it is.
Attack, deny, claim victory, never defeat. Yeah, those are the three rules. Mark, thank you for that call. Let's go to Len in Madison. Good afternoon, Len.
Sir, how you doing?
Good.
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question for you. What do you think are the most important points to talk to about for friends and relatives who are Trump supporters about this signal thing when we're being confronted with news articles that show that in the Biden administration in 2024, Biden's cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency outlined for federal employees that they should be using Signal apps, and in particular that high-level government officials who might be targeted by foreign governments like China or Russia in particular were told that it was a best practice to be using the Signal app or similar encryption apps for their communications so that they wouldn't be intercepted. How do you address something like that? And why isn't more being made of the fact that this was a standard procedure before Trump's administration?
Well, first of all, I'm not real familiar with all the rules of the administration and what they laid out for each and every employee using the Signal app. I don't know what those rules were strictly. You know, was it only for certain kinds of conversations and not,
not classified
stuff. Information? I don't know what the strict rules were in regards to that. My first impression would be, I mean, if I'm talking to somebody about that, throwing this stuff back at me, I would say, well, it would be a mistake if it was going to be used for classified information. I would say that would be a mistake, a Biden-era mistake. Okay, got it. Okay, everybody makes mistakes. We got it. Okay, but now you've got somebody who's using this information all across the globe, all around the world. They're having a meeting in unsecured areas, and it's not a real secure app. And so this mistake was made by the Trump administration. If they had any worries at all about security, they would have done something about going to a different app or a different way of communicating. I know I work for the Census Bureau, the federal government, and we have a way of communicating in these meetings that is through a different app. And it's highly secure. It's customized for the government for that purpose, okay? So that's what they should have been working on anyway. If they're responsible, they would have gone to that and not used the Signal app.
Especially with all these top intelligence officials, when it started to get into the military side of this and this attack about to take place, you would have thought one of them would have, piped up and said, let's get to the secure app instead of on the Signal app. And the other thing is this is right out of Project 2025,
it
right?
It is, yes. And that's the other thing. Project 2025 stipulated that they use the Signal app and then time out each and every conference that they have, every chat that they have, and it would be wiped clean after an hour or a day. And this is so they can't track. No one can track the administration for what they're doing or planning. There's no way to track down or at least use it against them.
Yes. Well, that didn't work this time.
No.
Especially when they included Jeffrey Goldberg in on the chat. So
And
good for him for holding back on it until he didn't.
That's right.
He didn't do anything with it until after the attack was
very
over.
Ethical move.
Yeah.
On his part. But, you know, I can't wait till they come up with an excuse and how they did manage to include Jeffrey Goldberg on it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be a lot of fun to listen to that explanation.
Yeah.
They're working on it. It's taken a couple of days to come up with a really damn good excuse. Didn't take a long time for Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, to answer this question. From a reporter, let's check this out. This is cut 252 and listen to her answer. It's fantastic stuff. Here we go. Okay.
Why aren't launch times on a mission strike classified?
Again, I would defer you to the Secretary of Defense's statement he put out this morning. There were various reasons he listed, things that were not included in that messaging thread that were not classified. And again, going back to the American public, do you trust the Secretary of Defense, who was nominated for this role, voted by the United States Senate into this role, who has served in combat, honorably served our nation in uniform? Or do you trust Jeffrey Goldberg, who is a registered Democrat and an anti-Trump sensationalist reporter? This president and this national security team are putting our national security and the American people first. We are restoring American strength around the world, and the results of this operation speak for themselves.
Oh, yes, the results. I guess we should just look at the results, not the mistake, not the blunder, not revealing secrets to Russia. Oh, yeah, let's forget about all of that. We've got so many more cuts to get to here.
Yeah, we're just getting warmed up. John Peterson, Gordy Young in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning and the afternoon. We're filling in, as you are probably aware.
Mm-hmm. We do a show every morning, Monday through Friday, on WMDX in Madison.
The mothership.
Mm-hmm. And headquarters.
If you want to wake up to politics, go to the Civic Media app and find our station, WMDX. Right. Click on it, and you're there.
Yes.
You can listen to the show.
We're there 6 to 8 a.m. every morning.
Isn't that amazingly early?
And we're back this afternoon. All this week, it's been a double dose here. Civic Media Radio Network, the phones are open, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.
Well, we kind of mentioned just before the break that we're waiting for National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, to come up with a reason why he included Jeffrey Goldberg on the conversation.
We're standing by for that explanation.
I am waiting with bated breath on this one. I cannot wait for this one. Anyway,
when's he going to reveal that? What was the deal?
He's got people on this, okay? And let's listen to Cut 253. I think you'll be enlightened by this.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
We're going to get to the bottom of it. I just talked to Elon on the way here. We've got the best technical minds looking at how this happened.
Oh,
but I can tell you,
Elon.
I can tell you for 100%, I don't know this guy. I know him by his horrible reputation, and he really is the bottom scum of journalists. And I know him in the sense that he hates the president, but I don't text him. He wasn't on my phone, and we're going to figure out how this happened.
So you don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think it was PayPal or something like that. He had a list of, I can't remember, Venmo, list of people that it was open for anybody to see. Anyway, we'll find out what the excuse is, the official excuse from Mike Waltz.
Well, somehow.
Doing his little waltz for us.
He's doing the Texas two-step right now. But, somebody invited him, and it was apparently Mike Waltz. But
yes.
Why or how? Or now he's saying he doesn't, you know, hardly knew didn't know how it happened. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I know.
Well, somebody's going to have to walk the plank on this one. It's probably going to be him.
I thought this was just an interesting comment from Democratic delegate Stacey Plaskett. Okay, I mean let's check out what she had to say during the hearing here. All right. That is cut 254.
All right.
That
We do have to, in this committee, try as much as possible to remain nonpartisan as opposed to bipartisan. I can recall being that way when I was counsel on the House Ethics Committee, and it's a really hard, it's a hard position to take. But I'm really struck by the fact that in December of 2023, many people made Secretary Lloyd Austin go through the stages of the cross in self-flagellation and mea culpas for not informing the president that he was having a surgery. Mm-hmm. And now how we're treating Secretary Hedgepeth as if he is untouchable. Mike Waltz, when he was a member of Congress, went in the Committee on Armed Services to talk about and slammed Austin for holding himself to a different standard than the American people. And yet we are not doing this across the board. And that's disappointing at the very least.
The rules are different for megas.
Mm.
I mean, they have a special rule book that they're going by.
They're making up the rules as they go along,
yes, they
it
are.
Seems like.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, too. Yeah. I think to everybody, essentially. Mm-hmm. Let's find out what Tulsi Gabbard is up to. Okay, this came up as well, and she couldn't remember, misremembered.
So
her recall wasn't as good as it could be in the important position that she is in. Let's check this. It's cut 245.
Okay.
And listen to Tulsi Gabbard, all right?
Yes, Ranking Member. My answer yesterday was based on my recollection or the lack thereof on the details that were posted there. I was not, and the what was shared today reflects the fact that I was not directly involved with that part of the Signal chat and replied at the end reflecting the effects, the very brief effects that the National Security Advisor had shared.
So it's your testimony that less than 2 weeks ago, you were on a Signal chat that had all of this information about F-18s and MQ-9 Reapers and targets on strike, and you in that two-week period simply forgot that that was there. That's your testimony?
My testimony is I did not recall the exact details of what was included there.
Your testimony was that you were not aware of anything related to weapons packages, targets, and timing.
As the testimony yesterday continued on, there were further questions related to that, where I acknowledged that there was conversation about weapons, I don't remember the exact wording that I used, but I did not recall the specific details that were included.
Yeah, but further answers were
okay.
Really. Contained some of the information, just not all of it. But even then, she can't recall or maybe misremembered it.
But back to earlier, that cut from Steve Bannon, he thinks that Tulsi Gabbard, that's the way to do it.
And that is the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the way to lie.
We found out nothing from that answer at all.
Yes.
All right, Representative Jimmy Gomez asked if Hegseth was drinking. All right. He asked that of CIA Director John Ratcliffe.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is one of my favorites here. So let's listen to this. It's 246. Again, it's Representative Jimmy Gomez.
Okay.
Check it out.
Counting. Additionally, the main person who was involved in counting. Additionally, the main person who was involved in this thread that a lot of people want to talk to is Secretary of Defense Hegseth. And a lot of questions were brought up regarding his drinking habits and his confirmation hearing. To your knowledge, do you know whether Pete Hegseth had been drinking before he leaked classified information? Director Ratcliffe, yes or no?
No, I'm going to answer that. I think that's an offensive line of questioning. The answer is no. I find it interesting that you want to...
I'm
going to answer. You asked me a question. You want an answer?
No, listen.
You don't
want to
focus
no.
on the good work that the CIA is
Holy
doing,
that
the
no,
intelligence
the
community...
Director, I reclaim my time. Director, I reclaim my time. Here.
Yeah.
I have huge respect for the CIA, huge respect for our men and women in uniform. But this was a question that's on the top of minds of every American, right? Mm-hmm. He stood in front of a podium in Europe holding a drink. So, of course, we want to know if his performance is compromised. If you were, people were asking if the General Austin was compromised because of a heart issue.
Was his performance compromised because of a successful strike?
Mr. I bring my...
You want to know? You want to talk about accepting responsibility? Do you think you should accept responsibility for a successful strike to make Americans safer? You
want to focus on... I reclaim my time. So here's the thing. This is serious. As somebody, we've been briefed in this committee about using Signal. One of the things they basically said, the most secure phone call, the least secure text messaging.
Yeah.
And we know that your people, are Russians, Chinese, are on your phone.
Someone's time's expired.
Well,
okay.
Brought up a really good point.
Who was that again?
Holding a drink. That was Representative Jimmy Gomez.
Ooh, good for him.
Good question.
Yes.
A real good question. And of course, you know, again, every one of these individuals, CIA Director John Ratcliffe there, you know, are touting the success of the mission. They're all touting the success of the mission. Not,
well, yeah,
not,
what's
not the problem with it?
Yeah, know? This mission was successful.
Not the big mess up,
what's
right?
What's the big deal?
Now, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz looked even more incompetent, by the way, than he was during the hearings when he was being interviewed by Laura Ingraham. Now, you know, she's not that tough on a lot of these megas out there, but he walked right into this one. And this is cut 247. Let's listen to this interview with Laura Ingraham. This is National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
I mean, I don't mean to be pedantic here, but how did the number
have you ever had have you ever had somebody's contact that shows their name and then you have somebody else's number there?
Oh, I never make those mistakes.
Right? You got somebody else's number on someone else's contact. So, of course, I didn't see this loser in the group. It looked like someone else. Now, whether he did it deliberately or it happened in some other technical mean is something we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, so a staffer did not put his contact information.
No,
but
no,
how did
no,
it
no.
end up
course,
in so, your
well,
phone?
What we're trying to, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay, but that's a pretty big problem.
That
if
is
there,
what,
if there
that's
are numbers,
what we've got the best technical minds, right?
That's disturbing.
And that's where, I mean... I'm sure everybody out there has had a contact where you it was sure. said one person and then a different phone number.
But you've never talked to him before, so how's the number on your phone? I mean, I'm not an expert in any of this, but it's just curious. How's the number on your phone?
Well, if you have somebody else's contact and then it and then somehow
oh,
it gets
someone
sucked
sent
in,
you that
it gets
contact.
Sucked in.
Was there someone else
sucked
supposed to be
in.
On the chat that wasn't on the chat that you
in.
Thought was
so
on the
person
chat?
That I thought was on there was never on there.
Was that?
It was.
Who
guy.
Was that who was, person?
Well, I'm not. Look, okay. Laura, I take responsibility. Yeah. I built the group.
No, you're not taking responsibility at all. Well, I was getting help from Elon. Right. So
they don't know how his name got on there. They don't know how it got in there. It's the top intelligence, you know, officials in the nation are all on there. Yeah. They can't figure it out.
No.
They have no idea.
And they had no questions about his initials being in there. Who is that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff, JG, what is that?
Yes. Right. Let's go to the phones. Cam is on the line from Appleton with a comment or a question. Right. Good afternoon, Cam. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, you two. Elon is, like, I know it's kind of on the table already. People know this, but he is, like, technically not smart. He is a notoriously terrible programmer. He worked on PayPal back in the day. And he would write code that was, one, inefficient, and two, was very bare minimum functioning. It would take several minutes for stuff to run through. And it just, he's a horrible programmer. He doesn't know the basics. He doesn't stick true to them. He is just terrible at it. You can talk about how much money he has that he can hire programmers and stuff. Yeah, anyone with money can do that. But he is not smart himself. Two, I think that you guys would think it's a little bit amusing, but we have seen stuff like this pretty recently, actually, when it comes to, like, the Signal chat. There is a game out there that I personally have never played, but it's called World of Tanks, I think, and or War Thunder, maybe War Thunder, but there's it's a tank game. It's a war simulator game, and it's so intensive with how it simulates the game or the tanks that people get into arguments on those games quite often. And blueprints of tanks and jets have been uploaded to the forums for these games that are supposed to be classified material. because those people worked inside of the DOD and mm-hmm. they're stupid teenagers who Amazing. Somehow had access to them, and they've uploaded them.
Wow. I did not hear that story, but that is unbelievable and not a surprise.
Wow.
That's not a surprise from the Trump administration.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The ragtag bunch of people that they hired for this administration is just...
It's stunning.
Well, it certainly is proving itself to be pretty incompetent.
Your sons are both into gaming,
gamers, yeah.
right?
Yeah, they do that.
I wonder
yep.
if they've, have you checked
they
in
don't
to see
talk
what
to
they're...
me about the games really? They're playing.
I wonder if they are involved with some yeah. of this,
well,
perhaps.
Maybe, maybe. Well, I think my son is building a tank downstairs, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
you better keep an eye on him.
Well, you know, I've got a pretty rough lawn, so I'm hoping that it works well.
It's about that time for lawn work, yeah. so, you know, maybe you can roll it across.
I complain about
backyard.
It all the time in the morning show. You know, I have a border collie, and we play out in the yard, and yeah. the yard is worn real thin because we didn't have any snow cover. So I don't have any lawn left anymore, thanks to that damn dog.
Well, you'll have a chance to get it all together yeah. here before too long.
I will hope.
Okay. It is 2:48. We're going to take
one more cut.
All right. It's coming up. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. Coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
As I was walking down the street,
you're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy. And we hope you're having an entertaining 1 hour here,
mm-hmm.
going over the Intel hearings that people's jaws drop just watching this show.
the hearings?
This clown show.
It is. That's what it is.
Oh, and, my God.
In our next hour, we're going to talk to Jim Santel.
Yes.
And to get his take on things and talk about what else is going on.
Well, the House wants to get rid of, you know.
District courts.
District
right?
courts.
And, you know, they can do that. Apparently, they have the power to do that by taking away the money. But we'll talk to Jim Santel yeah. in our next hour. Civic Media's statewide text to win contest is happening, the Break in the Spring contest. You have four chances to win every day throughout the network, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. So, tune in a little after 4 o'clock. Hmm. Dom Salvia will have the next keyword, and you could win, perhaps a Chula Vista getaway or maybe Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets. Of course, today's opening day.
It is.
Baseball
yes.
or $100 cash. Every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a brand-new queen-size mattress from Verlo Mattress. So download the Civic Media app and be listening during those keyword hours, and the next one again at 4 o'clock with Dom Salvia.
I was gonna steal Todd Alba's shirt. You know, he had a great Brewers shirt.
It had euchre
on the back.
I know. It was a sharp looking shirt.
That was really cool looking.
Looked brand new.
No, yeah.
Did he get
it? Got it last year, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It was in good shape.
Super dark blue. Well,
yeah.
probably never wore it.
Right?
Yeah. But now he is.
Yep.
Okay.
Opening day. Why not?
Always keep in mind that the philosophy of this administration is attack, attack, attack.
Right.
That's number one. Number two is don't admit anything.
Right. Deny.
Deny, deny, deny.
Yes.
And number three, declare victory no matter what.
Right.
Even if the attack was successful,
mm-hmm.
ignore the fact that this chat went out mm-hmm. to the public.
Right?
All right.
That's the philosophy.
Yeah.
If you'd like to give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
The public being Jeffrey Goldberg sitting in a Safeway parking lot.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just happened to be there.
Atlantic journalist.
Luckily, he was looking at his phone. We all
yeah.
look at our phones now. You
sure.
know, that's all we do. This is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse tearing into FBI Director Kash Patel. And I use that in quotes, you know, FBI director. Really? Really, is he? Anyway, he reposted imagery that, well, here, I'm just let Senator Whitehouse explain this. Cut 263. Let's listen to this.
All right. Here we go.
Some clown posted a video of Kash Patel chainsawing the heads off people who were on his enemies list in his book. You can't really blame Patel for that. The world is full of creepy people who might do things like that.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that Kash Patel himself reposted that imagery to his Truth Social account. He now owns that. Setting aside how grotesque that is, the idea that a man with the kind of judgment that he thinks it's okay to repost imagery of himself chainsawing his political enemies, not appropriate for an FBI director.
You think?
Yeah.
They don't really do that. They don't have rules. No rules.
Well,
no rules.
Common sense. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And I have to admit, this is a story that I completely missed. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and I thought this was really interesting. Cue up cut 260, and this is Katie Tour making this announcement, but it was a couple of weeks ago. I'm surprised I didn't hear about this, but maybe somebody out there did, and that is a mass resignation at Doge.
Mm.
Do you remember that at all?
I do recall that a bunch of them left. Yeah, this was real early on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, it was, I think, a couple of weeks ago.
But a couple of weeks ago, but that news story came and went very quickly.
Yeah.
Something else pushed it out of the way, which happens so much now.
You know? Yes.
The fire hose never shuts off.
Well, you're right. We were just talking off the air about the fact that, you know, Trump is going to have 25% tariffs on Canada and Europe.
Yeah, for
just to distract us away from what is happening here
on
at the hearings.
Yeah,
so
throw that out there.
Well, we'll get to that story maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's listen to this. This is Katie Tour.
Okay.
As core government systems jeopardize American sensitive data or dismantle critical public services, we will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOJ's actions. So what in the world is going on?
And now to add to the confusion,
there's a mass resignation, except this time it's DOJ staffers who are collectively calling it quits. 21 of them signing on to a letter that says DOJ is putting the country in danger, saying, quote, we will not use our skills as technologists to compromise core government systems, jeopardize American sensitive data, or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOJ's actions.
Yeah, and I can't believe I missed that story, the details of it. Mm-hmm. Plus, the employees also warned that many of those enlisted by Musk to help him slash the size of federal government under Trump were political ideologues who did not have the necessary skills or experience for the task ahead of them. So being a part of DOGE, this technology group, they didn't have any information, any knowledge of technology at all. They were just ideologues.
Well, again, and that story got buried right away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Trump administration doesn't want that getting out. The
fire hose.
People walked away.
Misinformation and lies.
Yep. And on it goes. Okay, coming up after the news, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us. It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show with John Peterson, Gordy Young, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.